Good afternoon. Obviously interested in, you know, your vision for the business on a kind of 3-year view, which is, you know, moving it, you know, in a fairly kind of substantial way from, you know, the current business mix. Do you have any concept of what, you know, your margin might look like, you know, 3 years hence? How kind of, you know, materially different is it going to be at the EBITDA level? And, you know, what kind of, you know, what kind of growth do you visualize creating as a consequence of embarking on these kind of, you know, fairly kind of ambitious but obviously fairly essential changes of direction? Any kind of guidance on either of those would be very welcome.
Well, it should be noted that we will be talking about two parallel procedures. One of them, of course, is to maintain the profitability and maintain the margins and maintain the market position of the existing segments. On the other hand, yes, we will be looking actively both at investments that will strengthen the position in our existing segments, but also will create new segments for the group. One of the slides that we wanted to show you today is the difference in terms of growth potential between various segments in the media industry in Poland in general. As you will see, internet is still starting from a very small base, but the growth rate is 35% to 40% at the one end of the scale. Then coming down through outdoor television, magazines, radio, coming down all the way to the right, and that's the pay newspaper segment, which is this year we estimate it will be only 4%. So we will be looking at a mixture of projects that will strengthen our position in where we are today, but also we want to make sure that the shareholders and the stakeholders in the company understand that we are in the process of building the longer-term value of the group as such. Some of the margins might suffer in the meantime, but again, we are talking about keeping up with the pace today in where we are today in terms of the market segments that comprise Agora. What we might see is some of the projects that we will actively look into might not present the value today in terms of the at the moment of the acquisition that we'll see eventually coming in when we incorporate those projects into the Agora's group. And this is the leitmotif both through the presentation and also internally in the past few months. We tend to capitalize on both on the content that we already have in the group, on the sales force, on the combined offer to the advertisers, and also to take full advantage of the new distribution platforms that are coming up in Poland. Some of those margins might be actually higher than where we are today. Some of them might be at least temporarily lower.
Okay. I mean, obviously, as analysts, it's quite difficult to you know, place value on a company that's in, you know, such heavy transition. There's quite a lot of kind of, you know, vision required on our side, as you know, clearly as well as yours. But I mean, effectively, what you're saying is you're not planning on massively changing your cost base to drive these new businesses. Would that be a fair assumption?
The new project would require some changes, but as we said, our intention is to maintain in the current business the current margins, and to work on the improvement of the new projects.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. We'll definitely work over the next month to show you examples of the modified strategy for the group. Again, I believe that the picture is worth 1,000 words, so we hope to be able to illustrate the modified strategy for the group soon enough. Thank you very much.